With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Organizers in Managua are calling on hundreds of people to volunteer their time to package thousands of meals. The annual Food for Kids event is coming up next month. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains why the help is more critical than ever.
Every year for the past 16 years, hundreds of volunteers have gathered in the Lakeland Union cafeteria to package hundreds of thousands of meals. Some of those meals go around the U.S. and world to feed hungry children. But a growing number are staying here in the Northwoods to support local pantries and food programs. Megan Anderson is the Food for Kids Northwoods co-chair. She says 240 cases stayed local last year. This year, local pantries are asking for more than 400.
This time, we're looking at, you know, more than half staying here. So the demand, or the need, I should say, has really gone up for what our local food pantries and backpack programs need. They have more families that have signed up, even just recently. So it's the demand has just really gone through the roof, unfortunately.
Anderson is hoping to get 500 to 600 volunteers to fill two shifts. People can sign up as individuals or in groups to repackage bulk food into meal-size packets. The goal is to package 300,000 meals this year.
And ideally, if we could get to 313,000, we would actually then be packaging our 3 millionth meal in the 16 years that this has been going on at LUHS. So if we hit 300, we'd be just shy of that. But if we get to 313, we'd actually be just over the 3 millionth meal mark. So that would be pretty wonderful if we could hit that milestone.
We have links and contact information to sign up for a shift at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. That's also where you'll find information for monetary donations. Anderson says it costs about 18 cents per meal, so even small donations go a long way.
We need more because we need to package more this year to meet that need. And so the other thing that we're looking for, too, is donations to buy the bulk food that we then bring in on the truck to do the packaging the day of our event.
The Food for Kids event is Saturday, October 11th, with the first shift starting at 9 a.m. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
An Oneida County judge denies a request to reduce the sentence for a woman convicted of killing her parents east of Rhinelander. Ashley Martinson was 17 years old in 2015 when she shot her stepfather and then stabbed her mother. Martinson's defense had said abuse in the home led to the killings. The now 27-year-old asked the court for a reduction in her 23-year sentence in June. Online court records show an Oneida County judge denied the request earlier this month. A nurses' union representative worries planned cuts in Ironwood reflect a larger trend of health care cuts in the rural UP. Nurses in Michigan's Western Upper Peninsula are rallying today in Ironwood against the closure of Aspirus Hospital's obstetrics unit and in support of a fair union contract. The OB unit is scheduled to close December 31st, a decision critics say will force UP families to drive nearly an hour to deliver a baby. Michigan already struggles with access to maternity care in nearly one in five counties. RN Sarah Trudgeon heads the local nurses union and warns the closure could have lasting effects on the community.
They are doing staff changes and staff cutting at Aspirus Iron River. And now this, what's just really frustrating is that all of our UP hospitals that, you know, need to have a hospital around because we're so rural are just taking cut after cut.
Aspirus says the Ironwood closure reflects a new model of care and points to OBGYN shortages, adding it will continue providing prenatal and postnatal services locally after labor and delivery ends at the end of December. The hospital's nurses have also been bargaining with Aspirus for a new contract since May 6th. The nurses contend Aspirus executives walked away from the table and are demanding concessions and did not accept a $1.2 million state grant that had been allocated to support obstetric services. Trudgeon says she's concerned some nurses may leave altogether, adding to the staff shortage.
Everybody is able to work in a different department in the hospital, and there will be opportunities, I'm sure, for them to work in another department if they choose to, but if they like OB, you know, unfortunately, we might end up losing some nurses because of that.
The rally will take place from 4:30 to 6 p.m. today at the corner of U.S. 2 and Oak Lane in Ironwood. An accident at a campground in Gogebic County took a woman's life. The Gogebic County Sheriff's Office got a call around 3:30 Monday afternoon with a report of an unresponsive woman who had been struck by a camper. Officers arrived to find a 65-year-old woman from Roscommon, Michigan, pinned between a fifth-wheel camper and a truck. Despite immediate efforts to save her life, the woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Hunters taking to the woods in Wisconsin need to know the difference between an elk and a deer. The DNR says elk occasionally wander outside of where you would normally expect to find them in the Clam Lake and Black River ranges. That's especially true during the fall breeding season. The DNR says adult elk are taller than deer and have a different antler structure. Elk also have a tan rump patch, black legs, and a dark brown mane. There are still isolated incidents where hunters mistake an elk for a deer. Illegally taken elk can result in a fine and revocation of hunting licenses. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.